This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. An exploration of a large swath of local land, largely untouched, is now the focus of a new exhibit at the Cincinnati Museum Center. A Year on the Edge features photographs and scientific specimens from the Richard and Lucille Durrell Edge of Appalachia Preserve System. This 20,000-acre preserve is home to hundreds of plant and animal species, including Allegheny wood rats, wolf spiders, mussels, and bobcats. The exhibit includes the photography of Samuel James. His long exposures capture the different flashing patterns, colors, and behaviors of the many firefly species that illuminate the eastern forest system. Earlier, I spoke with Samuel James, as well as Cincinnati Museum Center Edge of Appalachia Preserve System Director Chris Bedell. Here's our pre-recorded interview. And joining us now is photographer Samuel James. His portion of this exhibit is Night at the Edge. And of course, the exhibit is called A Year on the Edge. So what is the edge? It's the Edge of Appalachia Preserve System, part of the Cincinnati Museum Center. And the preserve director is Chris Bedell. They're both with us now. Samuel, welcome to Cincinnati Edition.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And Chris, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Michael. It's a pleasure.
So I have to admit, and I'm kind of embarrassed because it sounds so lovely, I've never been to this preserve. It does sound really wonderful. Samuel, you know, you're a photographer and you got to go out and see this place that just sounds so fascinating. What drew you to it?
I would say, first of all, I've always been interested in the Eastern Forest. I grew up in Cincinnati, and we, you know, as anybody who grows up in Cincinnati, we are of the Eastern Forest. Even though, you know, a city is built there, that is what the habitat is. And so it's always been a part of me ever since I was young. You know, my most formidable experiences are walking through the creeks and forests around Cincinnati. And, you know, later in my life, I really felt an interest in trying to really immerse myself into the forest and learn about the forest. And the edge is a very, very special pocket of the Eastern Forest.
Right,
and I mean, Chris can tell you more in depth, but it's unique for a whole variety of reasons, and it is a very special pocket of the forest.
Well, we're going to have Chris talk a little bit about that momentarily, but Sam, which part of Cincinnati did you grow up in?
Walnut Hills.
Right, so you're you know, forgive me, but a city kid, right? You're a city boy. You live just
sure,
like me,
sure.
Right? So like we lived
yes,
in the city.
Yes, I lived right down the street from the old museum.
Oh, perfect. Okay, so what was there something in your childhood that drew you to nature, even though we don't have, as residents of the city, you know, great access to vast swaths of it?
Well, I mean, I think first and foremost, I mean, growing up in Cincinnati, you know, going into our creek beds and any creek bed, you know, the incredible Ordovician fossils that we have, that will stir any young minds. And I always have memories of that, but also and going to the parks around and then I think of one, you know, if you to find a box turtle as a young child is an event, you know,
so
it's a lifetime
exactly.
Event that I think sets you on your way for good.
That's so interesting. And so this particular area, this, you know, traveling out and documenting nature, that's not unusual to you. This is actually closer to home than some of the places you've been. I understand that. I mean, you've been to Africa, right?
Yes, it is.
So you what were you doing? You were in Nigeria. You were in the Niger Delta?
Yes. I've done a lot of work in the Niger Delta looking at that particular environment and the situation there, which is, you know, one of the great tropical wetlands of the world is being very degraded by the oil industry.
So I introduced you as a photographer, Samuel, and that's certainly how you're characterized because you're part of this exhibit and we're looking at the images that you created. Is there something special about nature, regardless of where you might land on the world, that draws you to explore it through a lens? What is it about nature photography, I suppose?
Yeah, no, that's a good question. I was about to say, you know, even though the edge is coming closer to home, you could say physically, but at the same time, I think what we're seeing in the edge is actually even further. I mean, it's very far into the unknown world, you know, everything that's going on in the Eastern Forest. We have very little grasp of what is actually happening. So it's, you know, the edge is literally the edge of the Appalachian foothills, but it's also, for me, it's like the edge of human knowledge, really. And I guess, you know, I was thinking about this question, anticipating you'd ask, and for me, just to even talk specifically about some of the images in the show, the act of looking into the eye of an amphibian, let's say a wood frog or a Ambystoma salamander, is to me the equivalent of looking into the farthest reaches of the universe. It's an unfathomable mystery, exquisite in form and complexity, and it stirs the soul. You know, I named amphibians. It could be any of the living organisms that inhabit the forest, the Eastern Forest, and the Edge specifically. And so, for me, I think with photography, my goal is really to somehow capture that sense that I felt, and create pathways for other people to kind of enter into these other worlds that exist all around. And I think that's sort of what I hope to use the camera as a tool to do.
That's so interesting that's how you see it. And how often do you get the opportunity to look into one of those animals' eyes? Have you?
Well,
I understand. Well, first of all, I understand that you're living out there, right?
Yeah.
So have you developed some skills in approaching some of these creatures that are over in that part of the region?
Well, Chris will tell you this particular habitat is one of constant transformation, cycling through the seasons, and everything has its time and its place, and it's very transient, it's very ephemeral, and it can move very fast. And so, just to answer your question, the wood frog specifically, to use an example, I mean they really only come out in a way that you can see them for a few nights of the year. Late winter, early spring, and much of the creatures are like that. So every single time you walk out into the edge is an opportunity to see something entirely singular and spectacular that may be for a fleeting moment. So you just have to go out and try and see, how often do I get to see it? Luckily, I have had a few opportunities to see these things.
That's Samuel James. He's a photographer. His portion of this exhibit is called Night at the Edge. The entire exhibit is called A Year on the Edge. It brings the 20,000-acre nature preserve known as the Richard and Lucille Durrell Edge of Appalachia Preserve System to the Cincinnati Museum Center for a special exhibition. It opened earlier this month. Chris Bedell is the preserve director at the Cincinnati Museum Center at the Edge of Appalachia Preserve System. Chris is based there in the Adams County portion of this 20,000 vast swath of land. Chris, how do you get into this line of work?
That's a roundabout way, I guess you'd say. Like Sam, I grew up loving the forest, but I came into the art door. I came into the museum doing exhibits.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask. If you study museums and the type of occupations that might land you a job at a museum, how do you end up in the wilderness?
Well, you come to find out that the museum has preserve land, right? As you're working in exhibits and down in the bowels of Union Terminal, putting exhibits up, and you come to find out this exists out here. And like so many, once you come out here, you're sort of hooked. So I became hooked in it, and then found out that indeed there was a position available. And having been at the museum as many years as I had, I was just in the right place at the right time and was given an opportunity, and I just have never looked back.
Well, Chris, you heard my confession at the top of this conversation that I've still never been. What was it like for you the first time you saw this preserve that you clearly love so much?
It's sort of, as Sam alluded, if you're of the, all humans are, the term biophilia, we're all sort of instinctually, DNA wired into the environment. It's where we came. It's how we evolved. So you might not want to be in the forest, but once you're in it, it touches your souls in a way. So when I got out here, I was hooked in that regard. It just felt right to me. And I had other folks who were working here at the time and who folks who worked at the museum who, you know, took my hand literally and walked me into this great system as we're doing with Sam, taking him out and showing him these things and trying to inspire others to, you know, to continue the protection that's begun out here.
So Samuel James's photography is part of this. He's been out there, you know, producing images from the scene, but there's also display cases filled with specimens of some of the animals out there. Tell us a little bit about that, Chris.
Yeah, of course, the museum, we are a repository for you know, for life, you know, if you will. You know, birds, we have lots of bird skins, lots of mammals, that sort of thing. You know, the museum, you know, collects these things as they perish, generally window strikes, that sort of thing. So if you're going to study a particular bird, you can open a drawer and have, you know, 45 of those, that kind of bird there to study, and you don't obviously have to go out and handle 45 in the wild. So museums are great repositories for this kind of thing. So that's really our strength. So we draw on that for this exhibit. You know, birds, we also have, we're great modelers at the museum. You'll see cases of mushrooms, and they're not freeze-dried. They're actually made out of, like, wax that a modeler modeled, so playing on another strength at the museum, the trick of the eye, so to speak, and so there's all that sort of stuff. Insects, you know, we have it all at the Natural History Museum.
We're talking with Chris Bedell, Preserve Director at the Cincinnati Museum Center in the Edge of Appalachia Preserve System, also joined on the phone by Samuel James, a photographer whose work is featured in this new exhibition at the Cincinnati Museum Center. It's called A Year on the Edge, which brings to life... Well, I shouldn't say to life. The actual thing would bring it to life, but the exhibit showcases 20,000 acres of this nature preserve. Chris, it's about 75 miles from the center of town. Is that right?
Correct.
So it's not that far. I mean, 75 miles to Lexington, a little north of Dayton, I suppose. Not a very long drive at all. Am I unusual in not having made it out there? Or do you think a lot of people in our region might be hearing about this for the first time?
You join a long list of folks who really do not know this place exists, and it's sort of bewildering if you think about it. The edge of 20,000 acres, Shawnee State Forest that we're nearly connected with now, 65,000 acres, and all the lands in between. I mean, you're 80,000 acres plus private. I mean, hundreds of thousands of acres of land, you know, that is really still much in a forested condition. So, but the thing about it is the community really hasn't caught up as much on tourism, if you will. It's not like the Smokies, you know, there's not a lot of that sort of development for tourism. So it's sort of remained as a place that not many folks have heard about. It is an hour and a half away, which is just far enough, right, to be a bit of a day trip stretch. But people do it and can do it. But I think that is just sort of retarded, if you will, a lot of that sort of development that people are used to when they're trying to get out to explore the wilds, if you will.
Samuel, your images, are they focusing exclusively on nighttime situations out there?
They are.
So what's special about nighttime at the edge?
Yeah, I think one thing that's captivating to me about the night, and it sort of has been a running theme in kind of work through my whole career, but what's interesting about the night is that it just exists so far out of our sensory capabilities as the sensory capabilities of the human species. You know, we are an audiovisual species. We rely on sight and sound. When the lights go down, we can no longer see. And so it's a universe that exists kind of, and it comes upon us at every sunset, you know, but it still remains very kind of far out of our reach. And and in this particular place, there are very spectacular events that happen in the natural world at night. And you know, we could one of the main ones that's featured in the show are of course the firefly displays.
I was going to ask about the fireflies. I mean, even those of us like you and me who grew up in the city, we might have a fascination with them, lightning bugs, if you will. If you're from my side of town, that's what they're called.
Yep.
Tell us about what you see when you're out there and you're shooting fireflies.
Sure. I mean, what's incredible with fireflies is they make light in the dark, chemically produced light
bioluminescent light, and I think all people are kind of predisposed to be drawn to that. Again, like I said, because it's something for us to see, and they're very beautiful. I think we're just starting to learn about how complex this world is, and you know, Chris and the work he's been doing at the preserve has been kind of at the fore of learning about these things. Chris had the foresight to invite Lynn Frierson Faust, who's the kind of national expert on fireflies, to come out and kind of begin a project to really identify and document all of the different firefly species that exist here. Because when you really look at what's going on, it's addition, you know, the beyond the kind of the being entranced by the lights going on all around you, there's many, many species. There's all kinds of things going on, you know, in their world. And, you know, that to me is it's what it's like to be out there with them. It's an otherworldly experience.
I understand that you also feature caterpillars.
Caterpillars are there as well.
So I was curious. I never thought of them being nighttime critters.
Yeah, Chris will tell you they're not. I don't think they're considered nocturnal creatures, but many do become active at night because they are preyed upon by birds during the day. And I think also what happens is that because they're so unbelievably camouflaged, most of them, it's actually really hard for our eyes to see them in the daytime. And so if you go out with a flashlight at night, somehow the focus light actually does make them a little bit more visible to see. That sometimes you can only see them at night for that reason.
That's Samuel James, a photographer whose work is featured in A Year on the Edge, a new exhibit opened this month at the Cincinnati Museum Center. It showcases the Richard and Lucille Durrell Edge of Appalachia Preserve System. We're also joined on the phone by Chris Bedell, the preserve director for the Cincinnati Museum Center, the Edge of Appalachia Preserve System. Chris, I noted that you and Samuel both live out there. What does that mean exactly? I think during our conversation, I don't want to make it sound like it's some vast, scary part of the country where there's nothing and no one else. What does it mean to live out that way?
I always like to say I'm the luckiest man on earth. I think Sam feels the same, that we get to live, you know, literally in the bosom of the forest. You know, I mean, we are here. We can choose, of course, to go to town. We're not, you know, obviously that remote. Or we can choose to walk into the forest. And literally from my house, I can walk miles. I mean, I'd venture to say, 10 miles. I mean, just keep going through the forest. I'd cross a road or two. But to be in such an expansive, you know, area that is just really at your disposal, it's unbelievable. There's really nothing. There's nothing quite like it, and now that we've lost, you know, the power plants in Adams County out here, I mean, it is total silence. I was telling somebody the other day, I don't hear another human sound from my house, and that's really hard to find in Ohio, as you might imagine. So we're very fortunate.
As you guys were probably social distancing long before the rest of us, huh?
It's a great place to be for social distancing, absolutely.
So tell me the story, if you can, Chris, about Lucy Braun, Dr. Lucy Braun. According to some reporting by our Tana Weingartner here at WVXU, who profiled both of you, that she was a Cincinnati-based naturalist, the third woman ever and second in the sciences to earn a PhD from UC, and this was back in 1914. I understand that some of the tools she used and a notebook that belonged to her are featured in this exhibit.
Yeah, absolutely. We have some lovely things of Lucy's. We also were involved in a movie that was made recently, a movie of her called Lucy Braun, A Force for Nature. So I highly recommend.
That's for PBS.
People seeing that, absolutely. Lucy is just an amazing scientist. It was an amazing scientist and really one of Cincinnati's great women scientists who, in so many ways, have sort of been lost to the sands of time, but recent interest in her has really brought up to folks just how important she was. I mean, she was really active in the whole area of ecology, studying the forest and all the interplay of all the species in the forest. She was just a great botanist. She wrote many great books. Her most famous, the Eastern Deciduous Forest of the United States, where she defined all these forest systems throughout the eastern U.S. and how they change from the glacial epoch to the present. It's just like unbelievable work. And she was instrumental in the whole term of preservation as opposed to conservation, where when she was studying, in these forests of Kentucky and the Appalachians, she was seeing, the loss of the last great, old growth forests, and that did not sit well with her. And she was on, started a committee within the Ecological Society of America to basically work towards, some preservation efforts. And the seeds of that then grew into what is now called the Nature Conservancy. So her study of the forest, seeing the loss of the forest, just drove her to see that it needed to be protected. And the edge of Appalachia is really her crown jewel. I mean, she was active in the early parts of its formation, and we really owe everything to E. Lucy Brown right out of Cincinnati.
Well, let me put you on the spot while you're in his company, Chris. Tell us about Samuel James's photography that's featured in this exhibit and your thoughts on it.
Samuel James I consider Samuel James a photographic prophet sent to this preserve to put a face to biodiversity, to show humanity the very life support system that supports us all. All these things that live in the forest, the trees are making air, all the organisms in the soil, it's all part of what sustains life on Earth for us humans, but it's often very hard to see. How many people are going to stand in a vernal pool all night long in the rain, taking pictures of what Sam did that are on the display down at the terminal right now? How many people are going to be out all night long photographing long exposures of fireflies, exposed to venomous snakes and mosquitoes? Sam is. He's unique. He has a rare vision. He's capable of capturing the very essence of what he shoots and bringing that forth in his photographs. And that's a hard thing to for some folks to do, and not all photographers have it. He's a photographic explorer, of sorts, really, himself learning, along the journey as he pushes deeper into the very fabric of the natural world. There's nobody like Sam James, and you'll see it in his work, and it's very special, and we're just honored to have him, working on the behalf of this preserve and nature itself.
Samuel, I honestly thought I was setting it up there to where he would at least make a little joke about you, but my goodness, what a beautiful compliment he offered.
Unbelievable. Thank you, Chris.
And you did that. You stood in a vernal pool in the rain all hours of the night to get the perfect shots?
I did. Yes, I did. What a privilege. What a privilege. It's looking into, like I said before, it feels like you're looking into the universe itself. And, that's is an enormous privilege.
Well,
Well,
no, that's okay. I apologize for cutting you off if I have. We talked a little bit about how, this isn't a common knowledge. This isn't one of those local destinations that people are talking about, and perhaps they should. And the interesting thing is perhaps going to the Cincinnati Museum Center will be people's first exposure to understanding what this preserve is, and they might eventually soon after take the big trip out there. Samuel, what's your recommendation to someone, especially someone like me who's maybe not as excited to be around animals and bugs right off the bat from the city, coming out there? What's the first thing we should do?
Any one of the trails. You simply go to any of the trails and you just take a walk, and that's all you need to do. With an open mind and an open heart, and just go in and try to, in some way, to quiet yourself and quiet your mind, and just have a look. That's all you need to do.
Chris, would you add to that?
Absolutely. Both Sam and I think both feel, nature is the magic well. The more you draw from its nourishing waters, the more, you sustain the human body, mind, and spirit. That's what nature's all about. It's in all of us, You may be one, Michael, who wants to drive to the edge of the wilderness and look in and not go into it, and we totally appreciate that. There are people who like that, I understand. But it will touch you, being at the edge, looking in. But there are others, of course, who really just have to go in. So nature does sort of offer a suite for everyone, you know. And I think this exhibit is a great first step because, you know, as I look out on this frozen landscape out here at the edge, you'll go in there to see the lovely bright colors of spring flowers, and the whole set of seasons is on the wall. It's really a lovely show to see and go visit, you know, in this white world we're living in right now.
All of these beautiful things you've heard Samuel and Chris talk about are able to be seen in some capacity under the beautiful dome of Union Terminal here in Cincinnati, so you don't have to drive that far if you're in the city limits somewhere. It's called A Year on the Edge, bringing 20,000 acres, the Richard and Lucille Durrell Edge of Appalachia Preserve System, as part of this exhibit. It features the photography of Samuel James, who has been one of our guests today. Our other guest has been Chris Bedell, the preserve director at the Cincinnati Museum Center, as part of the Edge of Appalachia Preserve System. Chris, Samuel, I have to say, this sounds so fascinating. I can't wait to see the exhibit. And then someday soon, taking that longer drive out and seeing, I want to feel what you guys feel. My goodness, you've really done a good job selling it. So thank you for coming on and sharing this, I guess I have to say, little known, large piece of local geography. It's fascinating. Thank you.
We will look forward to seeing you out here, Michael.
Thank you very much, Michael.
And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Our producer is Selena Reeder. Our assistant producer is Nick Swartzel. Our technical director is Josh Elsfroh. Our theme music is composed by Rob Fetters. You can find archives of our program online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks. We'll talk again tomorrow.